interview, having an interview with Protomat here, and we have the singer Joe, more than mastermind, you could say. Well, first question to you: if you have the chance to be a music instrument, which music instrument you would like to be, and in fact, why?
Okay. Well, I don't play any instruments, so. But I once had an accordion. A priest that lived next door to me in the monastery gave me an accordion, and I tried to learn it, but I didn't know how to play it. But I liked it, so I guess I'd like to be an accordion if I had to choose. Yeah.
Well, as you said now, well, normally you don't play any instrument. Well, it sounds, of course, when you have a band, you're a singer, everybody would expect something. So by your, let's say, career music-wise, was it all the time for you as you were a little kid, teenager, that you want to end up in the band, so to speak? Or was it more kind of, there was something at just a moment, say, just do it or don't do it?
No, I really wasn't much into music when I was a kid at all. I really only got into it when I was a teenager. And I never had any desire to be in a band till I was in my late 20s. I went on tour with my friend's band from Detroit called Tyvek, and they actually toured Europe, and they brought me along as just a buddy, and I thought, wow, this is a lot of fun. This looks like something that would be fun to do. And then it took me another 8 years or so to actually talk to people and convince people to be in a band with me. So it took a long time, but no, I never really had a desire until it happened, really.
But what was the momentum that you were starting kind of that career? You're not a professional singer, you know. Then you had as well to meet up the guys which were playing in the band. And then, of course, in the end, you had to do some lyrics. Right. So what was the kind of that starting point? You say, okay, I have to write, I have to do this. Was there a certain momentum, private-wise, or was it kind of growing naturally? That's what I wanted to get.
Well, if the way it kind of started, it really just started as a fun way to get drunk, you know, as opposed to sitting around and drinking and doing nothing. It was a way to hang out, and the band, we'd have a couple beers, and the band would play some songs, and I'd just make stuff up off the top of my head. It was only when we started playing shows that I was like, oh, okay, now I have to start thinking about what I'm saying. And for the longest time, the band didn't even know what my lyrics were. One of my first ideas for a song would I be making fun of them, but they wouldn't hear me because it's too loud and too terrible sound. So it kind of almost started as a joke that we took seriously, in a sense. And it's only recently that I've put any thought into the lyrics more than just trying to come up with something.
Because in some lyrics and some songs, you're as well kind of sharing some private details, you could say. Not hiding, you know, kind of double layers or double lines. And how was it for you that way you were a bit afraid as well to share something totally private? Or are you such a tough guy with saying, come on, I'm so open to everybody? Or
Well, thanks for saying I'm a tough guy. Being more open. I don't like bands that are always wear their hearts on their sleeves or very emotionally, like bands that sing about love all the time and broken hearts and things. It's just, it was only recently and one, I was like, okay, my lyrics are getting written out now on records and people could actually study them. And so I should, maybe try to say something on a couple songs or be a little bit more open, because you can't be obscurant and hide behind things for too long. You know, I'm definitely going to go back to talking about things that nobody knows what I'm talking about, but occasionally I would like to be more emotional, I suppose.
Well, you were not like at the beginning 20s, you could say. And, well, I was just reading some other just interviews and some coverage about the band, and everybody was kind of so surprised that you're kind of so solid, you know, you're still doing the things you did in Detroit back in the days. Is it maybe a plus that you were starting so late that you know what it's a gift, so to speak, that you can tour now, but you know where you're coming from? Or
yeah, that's it exactly. I'm glad I wasn't in a band when I was young, because I think the lyrics would have been sillier, and I probably wouldn't have taken it seriously. Now that I have the opportunity to do this, I'm really appreciating it day to day and enjoying it for what it is right now. So like this sense of like having success or fame, those things are kind of already passed for me. So I'm just enjoying being able to do this. Yeah.
Well, once you said in an interview, I think it was kind of that way, we are not the ambassadors of Detroit, so to speak. And, well, that's true. But you as well, you faced some things like as a city which is kind of decaying, where unemployment, you know, all those negative side effects, you could say. Is it as well kind of maybe a force as bad it is, you could say, that daily life sometimes, but is it this kind of a certain force you want to share with others too, or is it like the European thinking at too much of Detroit decaying and too much negative side effects, you know?
There's a little bit of both there, I think. Yeah, it's I never realized that what people thought of Detroit till I went other places. I just assumed that's how the rest of the world was like. And so it comes up quite a bit. And the reason why we say we're not ambassadors is just that early on people would say, oh, this is the sound of Detroit, and we're not. We're just four guys making weird music. The sound of Detroit is, there's a lot of good hip-hop coming out of Detroit. It's probably more accurately depicting Detroit. It's kind of just the lyrics are just kind of my take on it from living there my whole life. So, yeah.
Yet now we're coming kind of to music. The Age and Intellect is your recent album, and I was kind of curious, like, about the process. Was it like, is it like, it was not the first album, so were there some changes, like, to find the spot where you recorded it, or the producer, or is it like changing from time to time so that there is kind of certain involvement, or you need some certain structure?
Well, the first record we ever did, we recorded it in 4 hours, pretty much, 22 songs in 4 hours, and it was at a friend's studio. The second album we recorded in a place on the west side of the state where we're from, and we really only had 3 days to do it, and we felt really rushed. It was our first time in a really professional studio where we had time to do, like, overdubs and stuff, so we felt like we didn't quite use the studio correctly, and so we went back to the exact same studio for this record, had a few more extra days. And the band is just getting much better at their instruments. Greg, the guitar player, was the only guy that had really played much before the band. So the drummer is getting better, the bass player is getting better. I'm getting a little bit more confident in what I can do and what I can't do. I think for the next record, we probably will go to a different spot, or many different spots, just to try to change it up a little bit, because we got comfortable, I think, in that studio. So, yeah, it's just kind of slow progress with us, I think. Uh-huh. We're not trying to push or try to make things sound drastically different, just trying to be better at what we do.
Well, due to the success of your recent album, you were touring so much. Of course, you're growing then as a band. But was there something you found out with each other where you want to focus more on? You know, maybe you were not able to know those guys so good as they knew you. Right. But is there something else where you say, well, we want to play in the next record more with this, I don't know, voice, sound-wise? Like, I don't know. Is there something in mind? Or?
Well, the secret of the band is actually the drummer, Alex, has a very beautiful singing voice. Someday I'd like to coax him from behind the drums and do something, but then I'd have to play the drums, and I'm terrible at the drums. I mean, the main reason, like, they stuck me as the singer was they were in a band previous, and both the guitar player and the drummer sang, and they hated singing. They just didn't like doing it. So that would be something interesting to do. And, yeah, we're getting to know each other so well that we're sick of each other. Now we get along just fine.
You know, like, if I would be on tour with my best friends, I'm not sure if I would be happy with my best friends all night long. One thing was as well, like, well, you have some background which was more sacred, you could say, and kind of Irish thing, or, yeah. So was it all the time for you as well that you have some influences more like profane versus sacred thing, so to speak? That is all the time a certain, you know, not struggle, but the thought maybe about this, or it is a tricky question maybe.
No, I grew up next to a monastery, so, and that was kind of a very formidable, you know, when I was a kid, I wanted to be like a priest or something. But I think that kind of Irish thing is the sacred and the profane mixed in. Like, you go to Sunday Mass, but you're very hungover. You know, you've been drinking all night. And that's the music that I like. That's kind of, there's aspects of that in there. And it's just, I don't know, it's just one part of the sound or one part of the thing that I like and books I'm interested in, that sort of thing. So, yeah.
Well, then we sum up the interview. Like, each evening you are going to stage, but is there a certain ritual for you or with the band? Because I assume maybe some of you, or maybe especially you, are maybe a bit too nervous, you know, what you can expect from the night. So is there a certain thing you're doing before you're going on stage, or are you such, as I said before, tough? I say, I don't care about what the people will do. I'm doing my set, and then let's see.
It's a little bit of both. I can tell you what I do is I used to have to get very, very drunk to get on stage. Now I just have to be a little bit drunk. I usually have a couple drinks before, take my glasses off so I can't see the crowd. I always get nervous every single time, but I think that's good. And then once the show starts, I kind of just go for it. And if people like it, it's great. If they don't like it, that's fine. Because I'm so tough. But by then I'm a little bit buzzed and blind, so I can get through it. But I'm glad, you know, it's a ritual, it's worked for me. I would hate to be comfortable on stage and dancing around, because that's just not me off stage. So.
I hear you're not drinking anything with honey for your voice, so to see. Thanks for the interview. Looking forward to the concert tonight, and hopefully we see you again in a couple of years with the next Reasoned album. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you very much.